This monk's one of those extraordinary deities. There are some very, very, very special deities in the world, and this one is certainly one of them. This deity, he is Pran Pratistha. That means he was never installed like we install deities in temples and then worship them. But he appeared, he was self-manifest, he's Krishna himself in this form. Nobody carved this deity. Nobody designed anything. The deity appeared for them by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya in this form. So sometimes it is said that Gadadhar Pandit was living in this area near Yameshwar Mahadev. It's just down here. There's a big square compound that's low down. When you walk there, you see there's a wall, but the temple is way down low on a lower level. That is called Yameshwar Mahadev. There are five main Shiva temples in Jagannath Puri. I can only remember offhand, there's Markandeshwar, Lokanatheshwar, Yameshwar, and two others, which I can't remember. So these temples of Lord Shiva, they're very ancient, and he's the protector of the Dharma. But Gadadhar Pandit came when he came first to Jagannath Puri, and he lived in this area. A tota means a garden. So this area was called Yameshwar Tota because there were trees amongst the sand dunes. And he was living in this very, very quiet area. And Lord Chaitanya, he said to Gadadhar Pandit, if I would give you something very special, would you accept it? And Gadadhar Pandit, of course, agreed that he would. And then Lord Chaitanya started digging in the sand with his hands. And as he was digging and digging and digging in the sands, he uncovered the top knot of this deity of Tota Gopinath. And it was Lord Chaitanya himself who brought that, had arranged for that deity to be brought out of the sand here and given to the care of Gadadhar Pandit. So there is very deep significance to this, because Gadadhar Pandit in the Panchatattva, we know, is none different than Srimati Radharani. And so here, Gadadhar Pandit was worshipping Krishna, Radha and Krishna together. And Lord Chaitanya, he would live at Gambira, where he would feel constantly the mood of Srimati Radharani of separation. Oh, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? This is what he had his internal reason was to relish this flavor, this sweet love of Radharani. So he would spend time in Gambira in the night. He would experience the emotions of Radharani when Uddhava came to see her and bring a message from Krishna, when she was almost like dead. And she was speaking in the, if you read in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it describes how she was speaking to a bumblebee. And Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, who is our acharya, who gives us so many insights into the little details of Krishna's pastimes, he explains very nicely how each one of her speeches, when she would say something and say something else, he gives a Sanskrit term. This is an example of this type of madness. And this means this. So the Rupa Goswami originally wrote all the various nuances of transcendental emotions. And Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur will describe using his definitions. This is an example of this, this is an example of that. So that one can study minutely the ecstatic transformations of Srimati Radharani's moods of separation. So it's there when talking to the bee, Radharani was saying to him, why have you come here? Because he was black. And Uddhava was sitting there watching this. Uddhava was a jnana bhakta. That means he understood always that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nothing happens without his will. He's in control of every situation. So there's nothing to lament for, really, because he's the Supreme Absolute Truth and everything's all under control. But the gopis have no misra. Misra means mixed. No mixture in their love. No jnana. No interest to know Krishna's exalted position, even. They just have love. They love him. They don't know, they're not mindful of the fact that he's in control of everything. Lord Vishnu, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva are all worshipping him. They don't know anything like that. Their love is so condensed. but they have no type of awe and reverence, no shrunkenness in their feelings for Krishna. Wholeheartedly, they love him. So Radharani is talking to the bee and saying, why have you come here? You are an unreliable messenger of an unreliable master. And she starts speaking to the bee and saying, go back and tell your master that now he's living in Mathura. I know he has so many girlfriends there. He's so busy now. He's a man of the world. He has so many wonderful things going on there. He hardly even remembers us, cowherd girls, who he knew when he was living here. So there's no philosophy in the speaking. That's how we can understand it. They speak with love for Krishna without, for us, we have to keep remembering. Oh, who is he again? Yeah, he's the Supreme. If we were to speak with these feelings, we would speak in a worldly way. But they have no worldliness, because there's no, worldliness means selfishness. They don't have this. So in this way, they would express so many types of madness. And Lord Chaitanya and Gambhira, he would experience all the flavors of all these different moods when Srimati Radharani would speak this way and feel this way. He was tasting this. But when he would go to the Jagannath temple, he would see, oh, there is Krishna. There is my Shyamasundara. And Lord Jagannath would not appear to him as Lord Jagannath, Lord of the universe. He would see him as Krishna in Vrindavan, Shyamasundara. But then he would see, oh, but Balaram is there. And oh, Subhadra is there. Ah, this is like Kurukshetra. So Krishna, he cannot express himself in the same intimacy with his brother and his sister and his family members. He has to speak very carefully. But in Vrindavan, Krishna openly speaks and jokes and laughs and spends so much intimate time with the residents of Vrindavan. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted some relief from these moods of separation, he would come here to where Gadadhar Pandit was worshipping Gopinath. And here he would feel, oh, this is Vrindavan. There is Radha, there is Krishna, his pastimes are going on. He would see in a Vrindavan way when he would come here. So it is said that on one side is Lalita Devi, one side is Srimati Radharani, the dark gopis, one on each side. And the mood that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would see them in is he would see that there are the gopis. Sometimes he would think, oh, that is Lalita and Vishakha. Sometimes he would think all sorts of things. He had no literal understanding. And there is Radharani and Gadadhar, and Krishna is there. So these were his different moods of happiness when he'd come. And one time he came here, and Gadadhar Pandit had got, Lord Nityananda had brought back some first-class rice from Bengal. We saw on yesterday when we took rice, and it was very, like, we would like it. It's like brown rice. That's how Jagannath Puri rice is, little round, nuggety little rice. But first-class rice is like basmati rice. Really, we find all the grains of rice stay separate from each other. And they're very, very beautiful looking, and they have a very nice fragrance. So Nityananda brought back some rice, and Lord Chaitanya gave it to Gadadhar Pandit and said, can you cook this rice? And Gadadhar Pandit said, yes, I can cook this rice. So Gadadhar Pandit, he took some water from the sivage, because he didn't use any salt to cook. Why didn't he use salt? Because in Vrindavan, we know that Sanatan Goswami and Srila Rupa Goswami are living in Vrindavan. And they are in the mood of servants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but they are also associates, maid servants, servants of Radharani. And when Madan Mohan Didi was being served by Sanatan Goswami, and Sanatan Goswami was making these little dough balls practically. He would take some water, and he would take some Jamuna water and some flour and roll them and put them into the fire, and he would eat these. And his Madan Mohan Didi would say, he told him when he said, if you want to come and be taken care of by me, you will have to eat as I eat. I do madhukari. I have no makhan, no butter, and no mitri, no sweets. So one time, the Madan Mohan Didi was... he could speak to Sanatana Goswami, and he said, is this all? Is this all that you're going to give me? These little dough balls? And Sanatana Goswami said, this is all I have. And he said, well, at least a little salt. And Sanatana Goswami said, today you're asking for salt. And tomorrow you'll start asking for sweets. And then you'll want a little butter. And you'll want this and you'll want that. He said, you'll have to be content with whatever I can give you. I'm an old man. I'm simply chanting. I'm just giving you whatever I have. So this was his mood. The Goswami's mood. Extremely simple. Not even salt. So renounced. So Gadadhar Pandit, Srimati Radharani, she is also in the same very, very, very simple mood. So using some seawater, Gadadhar cooked, and he wanted to make something to go with the rice, so he took some imali leaves, some tamarind leaves, and he made a very simple chutney just using the tamarind leaves. And then he called Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya came and Lord Nityananda came. And it is not stated, I don't think, but perhaps this was when Sanatan Goswami was also invited to come. And he came here as well. And Gadadhar Pandit would sit here all day and just read and read and read the Srimad Bhagavatam, the pastimes of Krishna, so many different sweet subject matters. And Lord Chaitanya would come here and ask him questions, and Gadadhar Pandit would repeat what he was reading. But after Lord Chaitanya left, everyone in Vrindavan, in Jagannath Puri, was thrown into the deepest total darkness of despair. And nobody practically ate at all. Nobody slept, nobody ate, nobody was peaceful. Everybody was just in complete, deep separation mood. And Gadadhar Pandit would stay here and he would cry and cry and cry and cry. So much that the pages of his Bhagavatam were washed away, all the words were washed away by his tears. So here also Srinivasacharya came to try to learn Bhagavatam from Gadadhar Pandit, having been given instruction from Lord Chaitanya in a dream. But Gadadhar Pandit told him, look at my book. There's no words anymore. I'm simply crying and crying. Mahaprabhu has gone. Everyone was crying. So then Srinivasacharya was asked by Gadadhar Pandit to go and get another Bhagavatam. So Gopinath, Tota Gopinath, is a very, very, very special deity. The deity given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the care of Gadadhar Pandit. And for hundreds of years now, this deity has been worshipped by others. And sometimes he is painted this way, and sometimes he is decorated that way, and sometimes this for some time, and sometimes this person, and sometimes that person. But Gopinath has an eternality about him. He just sits here in this quiet place. People come, people don't come. In the hot season, in the Rath Yatra time, hundreds and thousands of people come. Other times, nobody comes. But Gopinath just sits here with this eternal, transcendental beauty of form. So I was thinking, well, for us being here, whilst we're here, we could sing perhaps the Gopinath prayers that Lord Chaitanya, that Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written. But first I thought it would be nice to read them, because otherwise for us, unlike the Bengali devotees, we're singing words that we don't understand. And it's difficult to bring your mind to attention with words that you don't really understand. So we have four copies here. Three song books, so two for the men. Okay, you've got two? Okay, so we have plenty. So. Oh yes, and Gopinath, as you cannot see right now, for those who have not been here before, Gopinath actually is sitting in the Yogarasana, Padmasana, like this, with his legs crossed in that position. This is not his legs. This is just a decoration that they have placed there for some significance for the Damodar month. Unfortunately, it hides the beauty of his actual form. But he's sitting like this. And some say that he sat down for Gadadhar Pandit when Gadadhar Pandit was in such deep mood of separation and he could no longer do the puja. And he was so bereft that Gopinath sat down then. And some people say that he sat down for the next pujari, Mamo Thakur, who was taking care of him, when he became elderly and could no longer do the Seva Puja. that Gopinath, then he sat down. So there are different stories, but it is said that Gopinath sat down so that his pujari was able to actually take care of him. So nowhere do you find a deity of Krishna sitting down except here. You have anything that you can remember to add for our any other points? Okay. All right, so we have our songbook. Oh, when they open the curtains, they will have an aarti, and the aarti consists of a lot of gonging. We can sing to ourselves as the gonging is going on, but it's mostly a gonging aarti. So, I mean, we can stand there and sing Hare Krishna quietly, I think, unless they've changed it.